Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Banks steals second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. Shandianst moves to second. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lau to Logan covering second. The throw back to home, and Morin is out at the plate. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Zimmer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson juggles the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Braves. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is hit by the pitch. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Moorhead. Matthews moves to third. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Covington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. the Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 2 in the game. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 3 in the game. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst misplays the ball. That's an error on Shane Dienst. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bausch moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Morin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Braves. Ron Pitch now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 5-4, Braves. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Earl Averill pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Lou Burdett now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. Kindle moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Braves, 5. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Gurnett scores. Ashburn moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn scores. Will moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Cubs. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-4 in the game. Bauschi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Earl Averill now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-3 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lau hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Walt Morin. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Logan moves to third. Two outs. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Red Shandy Anst. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Milwaukee Braves, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.